Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody.
Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Hey, evening, everybody.
Still can't do it the other way. and Rob, not last but not least, plays Demon.
Hello. All
I'd say last and least.
Yeah! Oh, wait.
Oof. All right. So, any interesting character things, or are we good on that front before we do the question of the day?
Tuesday. But that's the question.
All right. Bypassing
Saturday?
All right, so question of the day is, what is your character's favorite season? Let's call it a softball. There's only four choices.
Yep.
Well, technically.
Damon would probably be spring, renewal of life. It is his... basically what he does.
That was deeper than I thought it would be. All right, I like it. Natalie looks prepped, so what you got? Also, she came up with the question, so she should have an answer.
Mm-hmm. So that, like, week between transitioning from fall to winter.
That's Luna's favorite?
Yes.
Why?
Because it kind of kicks into, like, it's getting... you had spooky season... and then you had the eating holiday, and then you're moving right into Christmas, and it's that nice week period between the two of going from fall to winter.
The end of November, early
October. Whenever December. Winter technically begins is like that. It's like that week.
November 21st.
Yeah.
So it's the grace period December. Where the lazy people haven't taken down their Halloween stuff, and the
December
time where the Christmas... the overachievers already put up the Christmas
stuff. It's December 21st.
Yes. December 21st, not November.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's wrong because we live in the Midwest and where it is, seasons are dumb.
I'm sorry, we live in the Midwest where we have all four seasons in one day.
Yep.
That's not even a joke.
You're
40 degrees in the morning, later in that morning it'll be like 65 with a nice breeze for that spring feel, then get to be about 1 o'clock and it's hotter than balls at 90 degrees, and then you'll rotate right back down to fall in the evening.
I thought we only had two seasons. Winter and construction.
Construction, yeah.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Natalie's dad used to work construction, so.
I had to figure out a way to drop that without actually giving the state.
I said my dad's an architect.
He really didn't do road work that much, though, to be fair.
But they construction, also do construction, yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Alrighty. I agree.
Next victim.
All right, and last... No,
we got two more.
I almost got away with it!
All right, Mike, you're next.
Ah, shit.
Oh, my gosh. Summer. I don't know why. Just summer.
Summer would make sense for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First off, no school. I get the feeling Rico didn't do well in school.
No. What's his intelligence?
10.
Yeah!
He's
a C student.
Yeah.
He survived.
Also, when are the most fireworks sold?
Summer.
December and June and July.
True.
So, yeah. Summer makes sense.
Did he ever try and work as like a...
a pyrotechnician?
Did he try and get his pyrotechnician license?
I think he might have tried and they just kind of like...
No.
No.
You're related to whom?
You have a reference on your... on your job application that is about El Combustion. I don't know how I feel about that, so probably no. I'm not going
to
hire you.
We're
sorry.
Have to hard pass on that.
That's the only reason, but...
I think you could try for it now.
Apply once you get your CAPE license.
He might do that if we get out of this.
Okay. Art, last but not least.
Well, Dylan is probably spring because of the cherry blossoms in Japan.
Sakura blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have gone with something like trout season.
Spawning Do you season? Know what trout season
he
is?
He can't nope. talk to fish. He can swim like when he can't talk to him.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, no, he can swim like a crab, Paul. He can swim like a crab.
Crabs don't swim, though.
Is he excited to get to, like, actually dive deep now that he realizes he can do it? And if so, has he... this is totally... This outside. this is a... Leave it in here, but... Has he gone deep diving when he realized he could and didn't get killed?
No, he has not.
He hasn't figured it out yet, or he hasn't tried it.
He hasn't tried it. You know, he's still a little hesitant.
He's probably gone down 50 feet, and he's like, "I don't feel anything.
Yeah,
this is unusual." But he doesn't have the gumption to go.
You do got a self-contained pressure suit. I think you're fine.
I have probably, but.
But probably and R
it is.
All right. Oh, I love it.
You know, it's one of those, like the early days of the subs. You know,
yeah.
All right, we're going to go past crush depth and hopefully survive. And
just turn into a fucking pop can and then lose the whole fucking sub in less than a minute.
Yep.
Pull up.
There is no pull up at that point. It's death.
Yep.
The fact that we have submarines that go as deep as they do blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That shit shouldn't exist.
Case in point.
yeah, it was.
Sorry, people. Oh, God.
What show? What movie is it? Oh, it's gonna bug me until I remember. But it's the submarine. Oh God.
50 Leagues Under the Sea.
No, it's more modern than that. It's a comedy.
Oh.
Where he Atlantis. where he has to do the take a diesel powered submarine against the modern.
Hunt for Red October.
Nope. It's a comedy with the guy who played Frasier.
Oh, I hate that guy. I don't know.
it's a.
I don't like him in anything. Oh, God. Want me to lie? Kind of
have I am. But yeah, it was the one of the engineers. You know, all right, we're gonna see what this pig can do, and they take it down, and the engineer is in there.
Ping, ping, ping.
No, and he's waiting, and all of a sudden, just a bolt goes screaming out, "All right, now we're good."
Who wants to do the recap from last time? Or I can shortcut it.
We got our asses kicked a couple times.
No, let Paul explain what happened, because I don't think he ever does that.
It's been a month.
Never does it, and I want to hear him, if he can remember.
Okay.
We're listening.
So you guys went into the Hero Forge, and you found that there was you got through the trap floor was the week before, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah.
It was within the same. No, we did a single session. Yeah.
And then had a puzzle on the floor where it was a hexagonal room with five doors plus the one you came in, and they figured out that they were if they went in the pattern of the star, something good would happen, and they figured out what that was. Which was, if I remember correctly, it was fire room, then lightning room.
Mm-hmm. Time, ice,
then time, shield. Ice, shield.
Okay. And they are currently on time. They have had a short rest, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
And that means they have enough time for two more short rests on this floor. No. One.
Two more would be appreciated.
Well, this is the first short rest we've taken.
True, and we've got 24 hours in
So,
here.
Effectively, you have one long rest and one short rest left. You figure out time-wise, that's about what it is.
Unless time gets screwy and the time...
Ding, ding, fault. Ding.
But remember, we're doing this properly, so we should get advantage at some point.
I understand what you're saying. I'm going to click that button, and then... Oh, fuck me. I'm going to adjust that. Okay. So, yeah, we'll shortcut the rest of it. But, yeah, they fought some stuff. Almost died twice. Three, four times.
We got better.
I was real rude to them. And then it was time to go into the time room. There is a door in front of you with an hourglass
short resting
shape on it. Oh, no, it wasn't an hourglass. It was a rune you figured out meant time. Right?
Yeah.
Or was it an hourglass? Because it was to represent time.
I believe you said they were runes and comprehend languages.
Got it. It's like turned it into a, like a yeah.
Well, he just explained it like, okay, so that's fire, lightning, time, ice, shield.
Yep.
All right, then we go back to fire.
How? You don't know. I don't know if I should have wore inspiration for that or not.
For what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take mm-hmm. inspiration.
What did he do?
I don't know.
You figured out the rest of the puzzle.
We have to go back.
If you didn't go back, they wouldn't be completed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you notice these doors are not sealing behind you. They're just staying open.
Hmm. Interesting.
Clever. Take your Benny. All right.
Take your benediction, Mike.
So you guys walk in. You guys walk into the room. Okay. What's your marching order?
The victim's in the front.
Hmm.
I will take the front. Arden Welsh, would you like the front?
I guess I'll take.
If she's second in the order, you all get the 10-foot speed boost by her being around.
Okay, second or third.
And aura, which might be more relevant than speed boost.
I will go first. I will go second. Gotcha.
You go third, Mike.
Claire goes third.
Claire? I think... Oh, wait, no. You're actually... We're all tanky again.
Yeah.
I'm like, Sorcerer should be not in the last.
Yes, I agree, but I'm also tough.
As hell.
Yeah, I have the least amount of hit points, and I have a 20 AC. Con.
I have a 21 AC.
So do I.
Cool.
Yeah, but you have more HP.
True.
All right. So, you guys make your way down the hallway, and as you're going, you feel time warping around you.
Crap.
Art, you don't feel anything funny. You are self-contained.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that they're walking quickly one step and slowly the next. Until they get to the end, and then it seems like it normalizes, but you'll notice that they are moving slightly slower than they should be. Like, a tenth of a step, but it's enough that you have to adjust your gait to not
make sure I don't, outdistance them.
It's really weird, and you notice that Luna is the least affected, or Bright Force is the least affected.
Hmm.
Interesting.
The most affected is Last Star, and then Damon...
Is it because I'm not wearing armor?
No.
No, it's because of our age.
Older you are, the more affected you are.
Oh.
Good thing I have my armor on.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
So you do tell us this?
Oh, yeah. I will definitely, you know...
Pocket sand! Just to help measure out the whole area.
That's weird.
Tell us, are the rest of us that,
You see, nothing's totally normal.
Everything's normal again?
Yep.
Well, everything looks normal to us, but...
Yeah, but essentially, you're going to be able to take... take in an extra attack every time you attack. Because you are effectively under the haste condition, but I'm not going to give you a whole extra attack. You'll get one extra swing.
I'll get one extra swing with the primary weapon.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Luna, you will get an extra bonus action.
I have a question.
I don't know if you'll use it, but you'll have it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can I investigate the room?
Absolutely. You know that it doesn't activate until you step in the center.
Yep. I'm going to take pocket sand, and with the help of Samurai Crab, toss it everywhere and see where it actually goes slower, if at all.
It doesn't look like anything special to you, but Samurai Crab notices that it looks like it's cut into sectors, just like every other room has.
Like every other, yeah, so the, there's the, like the six sectors.
And it looks like there's always, that there are too fast, too slow, too normal.
Okay.
Currently, it is too slow at the entrance you're in and across from it, and then it's fast to your left, and then it's fast to your left, and it's to your right. And they mirror. It seems like they're always mirrored.
Okay.
And then it rotates like a clock.
I rolled an 18 plus 1 is for 19.
You don't find anything that looks like it'll shoot out this time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't find like a spigot for the flames or the connective gems or metal rods that created the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But you will find that there are... with a 19, you'll find there are six runic circles that look that are scattered around the room,
mm-hmm.
about the size of a person would be able to stand in them comfortably.
Hmm.
I would like to make an Arcana roll to look at those different circles more precisely without going into the center circle.
Sure, you also know that not going in the center circle doesn't matter unless
someone's
there.
Yes, I know. But I will go there to look at it. I just don't want to enter it just yet.
Sure.
16 is on the die, plus 14 for a 30.
Those are summoning circles.
So probably where the enemies are going to be spawning.
Ding, ding, ding. No question. You look at them, you're like, obviously that's what that is.
And I can't disrupt it, can I?
You haven't tried.
You don't know if that would fuck up the test, but...
You don't want to fuck up the test. I love tests. Oh, wait.
All right, I'm just going to... So are the time dilation things, mm-hmm. are they rotating around the room?
You notice that it looks like it's every 12 seconds they adjust. And they shift shift clockwise once.
Yeah. Okay. Ah.
So it's every two rounds.
Yep.
And you'll notice that when they're in the fast, you will lose an attack. So you got to make sure you either stay in the normal or the fast.
Okay.
Slow. Or normal or the slow, because in the fast is not good for the person who isn't actually getting it.
Gotcha. So I need to make sure that, okay.
Gets a little complicated, but it's kind of meant to. It's a test. It's like mm-hmm. figuring out how you can figure out how the shit works, you know? Mm-hmm. Good?
Yeah.
Hopefully it helps.
No, can I make an investigation for anything else to find
in the room? Sure, go for it. 19 was pretty good, but I know you can roll better.
I need to roll a 5 to tie.
I repeat. You need to roll...
Wait, never mind. Investigation, that's only plus 10.
Roll a 9 to tie.
I rolled a 16 for a total of a 26 for investigation.
There you go.
The die is loaded. Okay. It's the same die. Roll another 16 in a row.
I'm doing this in front of you.
So. I'm aware. Doesn't change it from being loaded. 13. Okay, it's not loaded.
It's still above average. Still
above average. A good die. All right.
Yeah, but now we touched the die, and now it's going to roll for shit.
Without my permission, too.
Yeah.
I'll get over it. Wait.
I won't.
There. All right.
Wow.
Hey, I'm not lining my dice up on 20s like I usually do. Y'all are lucky.
You don't have the player killers.
No, I don't. My yellow D20s that I don't know if these guys have played with them. But I know Rob has. Those, I think I rolled five or six 20s in one fight against their party. They were fucked up.
All right, so.
You can put those dice away. Oh, yeah, but with a 26. 26. You can tell that two of the circles are significantly more powerful, and they are at the opposite sides of the room. They're opposite each other, and they're the entrance you came in was south. They're on west and east.
Are they currently in the slow or the fast?
It looks like it's irrelevant.
Okay. I would like to time us with them being in the...
And you figure out that the center 10 feet is normal time no matter what.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't leave there, you don't worry about it.
Yep. All right, so I want to try to time it so that granted the creatures are affected by it, which I doubt. It's a trap versus us, and they've not been affected by it. I recommend let's try to start them off in the slow section.
I'm good with that.
Well, they're scattered around the room. But
the big ones should be in the slow section. I'm good with that because that's where I need to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because I don't want to be in the fast.
And both of you should actually engage the same target.
Okay.
Now, you know that it'll take you... The rooms are 60 feet across. So if you're over against the wall, it will take you a full round to get to the other one unless you have some way to bonus action move. Or if it's a fast section, you're faster.
Have a bonus action teleport. And somebody has extra bonus actions during this encounter.
Even by me?
Hmm? Even by you.
But Natalie, you have bonus action teleport now.
I know, and I have two bonus actions.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Two bonus action teleports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can make it easy. You know.
Until she runs out of teleports.
And there it is.
All right, let me know when you guys are ready to wind this sucker up. Which is still a terrible line.
It sounded so natural. Yep, that's a
Rob-level pun.
It sounded so natural, too.
So right before we initiate, I will actually cast an ability.
Is it your Twilight Sanctuary?
Yes, it is. And do we want to wait till we're topped up? No, we're just going to go out after the first tick.
Go.
Yeah.
Let it go the first round so you get the effect.
Yep, everyone's covered for the first round of combat.
So right. D6 plus
level.
9.
Fuck you.
Oh, wow.
We short rested, so I lose my healing, my built up stacks.
Stacks. Everybody.
So I have 10 temporary hit points.
All right, everyone roll.
Natalie, roll a D6.
I did. I got a 6.
Nice.
So did I
was just grabbing a paper.
I rolled a 1.
As did I.
Wow.
2 6s, 2 1s, or?
Roll for initiative, suckers!
Yeah, give me initiative just so I can record them.
I'll keep track. I don't have to?
Yeah, you don't have to. It's not cool. I'm not always going to use this, but when I do, you have that benefit. I have a thing to just track them. Blastar, what's your initiative?
15. 13 plus 2.
Fuck!
Hey, you roll at advantage.
I know I do!
Davos?
13.
What's Bright Force's initiative?
1.
Total?
Yes.
With advantage,
I rolled a 1 and a 2.
Alright, tell me you broke 10.
Oh, I broke 10. And I rolled 20? An 11 plus 7.
18.
God, I can't.
Alright, let me just hit the button on this fight.
So we both rolled 11.
Okay.
No, I rolled. Think that is the funniest shit.
What's your
rolled an 11?
What's your dexterity? Okay.
Or 20 by plus 5.
You go first. Okay. As fading into which by the way is the best possible thing that could happen. As fading into existence are two black robed figures on the east and west edges. And the other four are arrayed against the back wall, or arrayed on, you know, the back three faces, are four gray-robed mages. You can tell they're mages. They have arcane runes all up on them. Yes, Natalie?
Wouldn't it be appearing into existence and not fading into existence?
You can fade it in and fade out.
Okay.
I had to think about that.
It sounded weird is all. I was just asking.
No, I was with you on that.
Okay, I heard it and I'm like, I thought about it. I'm like, you're not wrong, but it does work.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Like you're saying that to yourself and not me. You're saying it's yourself. You said that to yourself.
No, I said.
What?
You're not wrong, but it works.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Either way, it works. All right, Dylan. I'm going to make you a 19 just so it adjusts properly because I'll fix. There we go. Okay. All right. So you have two black robe figures who make me a perception check. It's free because I asked for it.
Everybody?
No, on your turn.
12 plus 6 is an 18.
That's pretty good. You see the outlines of what look like daggers and crossbows on the... I'm pretty sure it's daggers. No, it's a rapier and a crossbow that they looks a lot like a pistol, but it has a crossbar, which you would know is a hand crossbow.
Okay, and that's on
that is on the two black robe figures.
On the two black robe figures. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Then since I have initiative, I'm going to go ahead. I'm assuming they're within 30 feet.
Oh, yeah.
40 feet, actually.
Because you got an extra 10 foot because you started next to her.
Oh, make that 50 feet.
So you can make it across the whole room and you're fine.
Pretty much.
No.
Yeah. Because, I got an extra 10 foot of movement with armor.
Oh, with the armor, yeah.
I will go and engage one of the black robe figures.
Cool. Left or right, just for me. East or west, better.
We'll go west.
Okay.
I thought you'd go east.
Yeah. You're from the far east.
No, he's from the Midwest. Yeah. He's from the Midwest.
But he went east
before.
Yeah, but I actually went west to go to Japan.
You went west to go east.
You know, yes. If you go.
That's the nice thing about living on a sphere.
If you go far enough, you go east.
Yep. I was going to say that, and I couldn't say the words.
All right.
Happens to the best of us. I recommend you put as much of a hurting on this thing as you possibly can.
Yep. First attack. Yeah, God. 7 plus 9 is 16.
Hits.
Ooh. So I got both hits. So 15, 6 of which is cold damage. I don't know if that's going to matter.
Irrelevant.
Okay. So 15 on the primary, the katana, 6, and 11 on the wakizashi.
It's like I know you. I know. But you're just getting what I'm saying about it.
What was it for the wakizashi damage? I missed it.
11. And then I got another couple of pairs of hits. I got a 16. I'm getting close, but no crit yet.
Also, they are in the slow area, so you will get one extra primary weapon attack.
Right. I figured I'll do the
yeah, I was just letting you know, they didn't start in the slow. Like, it would be helpful to them.
Right.
Be with you, it's not.
Oh, I thought I wanted to stay in the...
You want
to
stay in the slow or normal.
Normal, right.
Not fast.
Yeah, that's...
So they thought that staying in the slow would be helpful. Would be helpful, and you just fucked their world up.
Yeah. God, 4 plus 5 is 9 on the katana.
Ooh, how?
And then...
Oh, how?
2 ones and a 3.
Okay.
2 ones should pretty much... and then the wakizashi is 13.
Last swing, right?
Yep.
Actually, you have an action surge because you took a short rest.
Yeah, I do have an action surge. 13, 18 from the last attack.
Still up.
It's
bleeding real bad, but it is still up.
I'm going to go ahead and take...
Now, remember, you have used your... half your movement to get here. So you would not be able to make it all the way across. Just, I was helping.
But you could make it to a gray robe.
Correct. You could definitely make it to a gray robe. For 100% sure.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and do my second, or the...
Action surge?
Action surge.
Action surge!
Herpeters!
Herpeter.
Oh, that's much better.
Yes and no.
So. 14 from the katana.
Not dead yet.
And 8 from the wakizashi.
Dead.
And you can make it to a gray robe.
So then,
and it is just far enough past the death lunge range.
Huh?
It is past death lunge range.
Ah.
I don't know if I've used that on you guys in this campaign, but I definitely...
Yes,
you,
yes,
you have. You have.
Oh, yeah, I got death lunged by the
Hydra.
The Hydra. Then, yeah, I'm going to move on to one of the gray robes.
Yep, you can get there, no problem.
And take the other two swings.
Oh, wait, hold on. It didn't do the multiples? Correction, it's a single gray robe.
Oh, single gray robe?
I thought I had multiples, but then I looked at the CR and I'm like, oh, okay, that makes more sense that there's only one.
All right, well, then I go up to the gray robe.
Yep.
15 plus 9 is 24, and a 6 plus 9 is a 15.
Does he have shield? He does. He will use. He hasn't had a turn yet. He can't shield.
So that's 2 hits?
Yeah.
So the katana does 16 and 13 from the wakizashi.
Cool. He's bleeding real bad. It's like he's a mage who just got hit.
What about Geek the Mage?
Do I actually get the extra swing?
Yeah, it's part of the action. Which, oh man, I'm not going to get the mage, you guys. You might end this combat before he gets to a turn.
Oh, I got a 19.
Yeah. What's your damage? Just because you max the damage, then give me...
So it's...
Your max on the dice is 20. That helps.
Yeah. So
easy to remember.
6, 9. So 25 plus 9 is 34.
Dead. I just split. I described the kill, but it does burst into like magical symbols as he dies.
Well, it's just gonna be like the true katana when the testing, you know, carving it straight down and bisecting the from collarbone to.
Oh, you're not getting to a the whole samurai meet, scene with the sheathing the blade and then he falls apart.
As someone who has played Ghost of Tsushima, that is much harder than it looks. Fucking hell.
That's what I pictured.
Those quick time events are the fucking bane of me.
It's really funny whenever they come up, I'm like, hey, you can do it, Polly. I believe in you.
And then I swear, I really hope you don't, because this is funny to watch.
He's like, I just see like the phantom movement of sorts, just like, but ever, no, son of a bitch!
These are accurate statements.
So, what's next?
What's next is my person who is going to get a turn before he dies. Because my mage is dead. So is my other
supporter
type. Which one of you looks squishiest?
He's not in armor. I'm in armor.
Blastar.
Interesting.
Armor.
Medium armor.
All right, he's going to dash into you.
All right.
And go to Pound Town.
All right.
Population you.
Now I get to test out how my thunderous defense works.
First swing, 23.
Shield.
All right.
Thunderous defense, yes.
21. 14. And the last one is a crossbow bolt down from underneath. Which is a 26.
26 is even up.
All right.
That'll hit.
So that is going to be these dice, and these dice, and this die.
All right, so...
Because Rob knows what this actually is, can Rob actually use his thing he got from Saren to counter said effect?
It is not technically a crit, the way it functions.
Okay, I figured...
It is assassinating, it is not technically a crit. It's a pseudo-crit. But he could have crit on top of it.
Yeah.
He did. I got a 19 out of 20. That would have doubled it again.
All right, so taking at least 30 points of damage.
I didn't actually roll very well, so you should be fine, actually.
No, but I figured that could be a play of usage of the ability. 10,
26, plus 4, 30 even.
Wow, did I call that?
No shit. I was like, really? Bitch, I didn't roll very... I rolled really bad.
Bullshit.
1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4, 5. Not a single 6 in the whole pile.
I can't believe that you are so mean to Mike when he has been just so nice to you.
He is the squishiest, so he got attacked.
He is not the squishiest.
He looks the squishiest.
Yes.
That was my assassin. Oh, he's a black viper if you want the stats. But
okay.
I don't know.
Who's next?
A Blastar.
All right. So,
bye.
Hey, you can move into a speed area and punch him extra.
He's not gonna punch
him. I mean, technically, I'm in the.
You're in the center.
Neutral.
Mm-hmm. You're in the neutral.
No, I'm gonna take some insight from Super Smash Brothers.
PK.
No, I'm going to wind up, and I'm going to play. You know, essentially force palm. But I'm going to use Cherry Bomb instead of...
Cherry Bomb.
So he needs to make a DC 17 con save.
Well, he's not nearly as good at those as they would be at most other saves. So we'll see how badly this goes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can get it.
Does an 8 make it?
No.
Ass.
Yeah. Stay on the fucking table. All right, so he will take 3, 7, 12, 4. Brain needs to work, 26 points of thunder damage.
Ow! Anything else?
No.
All right, Mike, since you ended your turn within my radius.
Roll it. 4 plus 9, I get 13.
Beats what you got last time.
Did you take the 10 off from that 30? Yes. Okay.
He added it to his temp HP, then you take damage, and it rips it off for you.
I use the app. It's nice.
All right. Demos.
Demos?
Demon.
Demon.
The other one did the stupid thing. It's Daemon.
Yep. How far?
The stupid thing.
How far do I have to travel to get into the speed section? 10 feet.
About a 5 foot step.
And is that still in melee range of the Black Viper?
Yes.
I will move into the speed section.
Okay.
I will attempt to hit him from the speed section.
I'm ready and willing.
All right. Will a...
He's also in the speed section. He moved to be in it, so...
Oh, okay.
Which is why he got, like, 15 attacks there.
Yep.
Oh, no, I actually didn't... I forgot to take his extra attack.
All right. Oh. There's your trigger. Do it.
No, it's a missed trigger. It's... Tommy.
I'm trying to get the insert.
He gets 3 attacks naturally. But he only gets sneak attack once, so who gives a shit?
Yep. Alright, so, booming blade.
And assassinate once.
Correct.
18?
Yes, that will hit.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my reaction to take half, so.
Alright, so I get 2d8.
Oh, you didn't do that to the 26 points?
Can't. It's not an attack. It's a saving throw.
True.
It's uncanny dodge.
I can live with that.
And now I need an additional d8. I didn't think I'd actually hit him, to be honest. And a flail is a d8. Does damage types matter?
Nope.
I'm trying to find a d8, but I'm failing right now.
All right, there we go. All right, I have a dozen. Would you like one?
I got to pull out a d8. Nope, but I do add a d8 for cleric hit. That just sucks. So, 8, 24, or 14, 19 damage.
Halved to 9.
9. Do I get an extra attack?
You do.
All right. Can I make it a cantrip?
No.
Okay.
Actually, no. No, and you actually used a cantrip, so you wouldn't even be able to do that. You can take a regular attack now.
One less thunder damage. Die. Oh, wait. I have to roll to hit. I can't just roll damage.
Correct.
That will hit.
Probably.
I hit it on an 8. That's a 12 on the die, so...
Yeah.
Hey, cat, move.
Meow! You can keep the 6 if you want it.
Unfortunately, no. If a die falls, I re-roll them all.
Okay.
I had 2 7s, but I keep consistent. I'm not going to scam the system.
I scammed the system.
He wishes he did.
15 damage.
Nope, he's always done that.
Ellie, I swear.
I got a bonus action I can still use. Mike will take a healing word.
Word. I will brush you. Look, I'm going to brush you. That's more scary than a Nerf gun. Yeah, there you go.
Heal 14 points, Mike.
Woohoo! Overtime. That was for Rob.
Yep.
Alright, after Demos.
And then I roll to increase my temporary hit points. Yay! I had a 1 before, so it goes up by 4.
Is my mage's dead corpse.
Ha!
Nothing happens. Next. Miss Brightforce.
Hi. What am I near?
From where you are...
armor figure.
There's the single thing left in the room is the thing standing roughly 8 feet from you.
Bonk, bonk, bonk. Bah.
Stand in the speed area and just pound it. Oh, the odds of it surviving this onslaught are somewhere between no fucking way and oh my god, how?
I rolled a 19.
You hit.
Plus 10.
You hit.
Is 29.
Oh, good. Roll your 4d6.
Is it 4d6?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just say 4d6.
Oh, it is 4.
4d6.
Yes, 4d6.
D.
T.
T, I'm assuming that I'm using a smite then.
No.
Why are you saying 4?
Regular swing is 4.
No, it's not.
You have a special sword.
It's your special sword now.
Thunder on it, remember?
It does more damage.
It's made out of.
You know what? I wrote it down as that, but on here it says 2.
Yep,
you have to check the notes. Yeah. If you were to click on it, it would work. But you're
just make your custom weapon for
you. Oh, that sucks.
Make another one. Make it into ability.
Roll ones and twos.
That's what I do for most of mine.
Reroll ones and twos.
The only time I do this when I have to roll multiple dice. Different dice.
Okay, thank God.
Then it gets to the yes.
Okay, yeah. So say 23.
Yeah, he's very hurt.
Yeah.
Like, you're... Honestly, a smite would have killed him there, but you could just swing again.
You have, yep, you get extra attacks.
A second swing.
And a third swing if you're in the speed section.
Correct.
Kick his ass.
I rolled another 19.
Roll 46.
What's your bonus to damage?
Plus 6.
She rolls ones and twos. You can roll damage if you want. Otherwise, he's dead. He's dead, but you can roll damage if you want.
Death lunge. Make sure you're good.
Correct.
Okay, so that's...
You guys fucked this room up.
19.
We could have tacked this on the previous episode.
25 damage.
Good. He's dead. -14.
Okay, cool.
He's dead. Everything's dead. You hear a bee, like the fucking happy horn with where confetti comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you feel the room disable, and everyone goes back to normal.
Yay!
For
Tart's
eyes.
You have special eyes.
I have special eyes. I don't get to laugh at you guys walking funny.
What?
Wait, we were what?
We were what now?
What?
We were walking. Didn't you catch on?
You really could have attacked us on the last one. That was only a 20-minute fight.
Yeah.
Not even, but...
No, it was about 20 minutes.
Each of us went once, so...
It was one round.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a round. I had an action on zero. Something was going to happen, but they all died before it happened.
Wait, can we know what was it going to be?
They were going to come back. They were going to get back up.
Oh.
Reversing damage.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This is going to be a nasty run. So there's only three things in there.
Yeah, I thought you were going to have us fight time elementals.
Well, next room.
Yeah, just get out of that fight.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, if you didn't smite, if it didn't die.
Next is ice.
Mm-hmm. That would have been fucked up, but.
Yeah, and we're not.
I
really
felt injured. Pretty confident.
And we do keep our temporary hit points, so we actually can max it out.
Yay!
I took a big hit, but you healed me, so, I mean, that's appreciated.
Yeah, you should only be 6 points down.
Oh, baby. I rolled good initiative. I didn't heal fully.
I know. You should now be 6 points. Oh, okay.
Wait, you don't even know what we're going to do.
Ice. We know ice should be next.
Oh, okay. All right.
If we want the bonus, and we are D&D people. Which we do.
Yes.
As RPG players, you want the bonus.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't know what the bonus is, but then we know ice is going to drag on.
I really hope not.
You don't want. I wouldn't do that to you.
What? Have us fight a white dragon?
No. Wouldn't do that to you. Considering they're way stronger than you guys are because they're people, too.
Yeah, but their intelligence sucks.
Not when they're also a person. They take the better of the two traits.
Then don't make them a person.
We learned that, didn't we?
All right, I need initiative rolls real quick just so I can write them down.
For the next room?
Blast our first.
A 10 plus 2 for 12.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Deimos?
11.
Luna?
Can you give a guess?
1.
Yeah. Did it again. It happened again.
A 1 and a 2.
I'm tempted to take away your advantage. I give you a time boost.
Excuse you. At least I'm not getting 0 anymore. That was fun. That was fun times.
Samurai Crown, what's your
name? 7 plus 7 is 14.
Son of a bitch.
Still go first in this group. You do not go before them, but you don't know that yet. Okay.
What is
the room gimmick? Like?
As I look to the intelligence person,
roll investigate. Oh, as you walk in, it is bloody damn cold. I mean,
yeah, I'm in the suit.
Well, whatever.
No, like I'm talking, it's -40. It's really cold.
I get you.
As a point of note, you've had us in cold weather before, and us being in suits were fine.
So I'm fucked.
Yep.
Really. I'm tough enough. I can tough it out.
Not really.
Yeah.
Negative. You will be at... Your movement speed is halved, and you will have an action or a movement. It's that cold.
Oh, we'll be fine.
Or you can make a con save to try and get to pull off everything, but if you fail, you get to do nothing.
I think your con is good enough.
You're telling me.
What's the DC?
I'm not telling you.
Fucker.
You're fine. You should work.
So the resistance to cold.
You're totally fine.
All right, everyone set their temporary hit points to 15.
mafia.
Yep. And we did not short rest.
So add 15 to it.
Make it 15.
Make it 15. It replaces.
Make your temporary hit points at 15.
And you had 15 before.
Yeah, actually.
So she didn't lose
any. Yep. But yay. Mike and I go up.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Oh, man. I realize how nasty this fight is, and I'm totally okay with it after the last bullet.
Are you?
Roll me investigations, please. In Arcana, if you want it.
This was Arcana, this was Investigation.
Okay.
So a total of a natural 20 for Investigation for a total of 30.
God, I was so proud of myself. I was like, oh, God.
And a total
18 plus 1 is 19. That's I was like,
you
ooh,
got last time.
That's so good. And then
I got a natural 20.
Natural 20 plus 10 is 30. What does that show me? Nothing!
10 plus 5.
Yeah. 23 for Arcana. Yeah.
All right.
I didn't even roll.
All right, so we'll do investigation first. Investigation, you find that there are each of the corners of the hexagonal room are look like they are a kind of like whitish crystal, and you get the impression that's probably where the damage is going to come from if it happens, or if something an effect will come from it. You also find that there are the entire room is one big summoning circle. So you're not going to get to know where they're coming from. And you notice in the right in the center of the ceiling that was really hidden, there is a recessed, much larger crystal. I mean, I'm talking this one. The other ones are fist size. This one's the size of a basketball.
And you said, where was this again?
Dead center in the room. Above that's, you guys. Above,
above
heads,
where the... Where,
above your heads. Which
I don't recommend staying underneath this once it starts. Everyone move out.
Okay.
Fuck me, huh?
I really want to blast fire on these walls. I don't know why, I just want to.
And for the 23 Arcana?
Those crystals aren't going to do damage, they're going to create snow.
Oh, snow!
Ow.
No one
I should
laugh.
Learn vicious psychic
no one. No one laugh.
No one psychic damage.
Deserves no laugh.
Can I get at least vicious mockery?
Is there a booing sound effect? After.
Yay! I got somebody to laugh!
No?
Sad trombone.
There you go.
Hey, I still got somebody to laugh. I'm good with this.
Accidental laughter.
It was robotic.
The first one was a rim shot.
That would really, this is good!
No, the sad trombone was the best choice.
Okay. So, the room gets. So, you guys, when you all gather in the center, the room gets even colder. It is.
Yeah.
It's bloody fucking cold at this point, let's be clear.
Oh, shit.
And the walls actually expand out, and you notice that when it goes by, it leaves behind ice, just ice, as it goes back into the 30 feet on any side.
Just ice. Rains from above.
All right. Damn. And then the ceiling goes up, and it goes up another 30 feet. And you watch as snow fills the room. This entire room is difficult terrain.
Not only can I either move or attack, I can't even move.
You can move.
No, I can't.
Not much.
Fucker.
You have fly, Mike.
I do.
Your powers are literally boom.
You'll be able to
equals
jumping,
fire.
Jumping ignores.
How are you cold?
Boom does not make fire.
Boom is thunder.
Boom is, but in.
But you picked up a firework power set, Mike?
It'd be fine.
He did not.
I know.
All right, so.
And if I had the next rank of tough, then I'd be fine. Resistance enough. To all damage except for psychic and, I think, radiant.
And necrotic.
Resistance to all damage.
Is Rico the main character?
That's no.
He gets all the cool stuffs.
That's available to you, too. You just haven't taken it.
That's not available to me.
No, it's not. You got locked out.
Yay!
Okay, so on AC 20, DC,
AC 20.
On initiative 21, you see large whitish creatures appear out of the piles of snow. Everyone can roll history. Or nature. Anyone with particular knowledge in cryptids gets advantage.
Wait, do I?
Was that on a list of one of her interests or no? I guess that could fall. Yes. Actually, roll team girl knowledge.
So, question.
Because it's cool. Because
can I roll both history and nature, or just one?
Pick whichever's better.
Okay.
They're both 14.
I don't care. Then roll one.
I rolled.
It'll give you a different result. Actually, you can roll both. They get different results.
I rolled 16 plus. You said give her teen girl knowledge.
She's expertise in teen girl knowledge. Yes.
Okay, so that's plus 7. So 16 plus 7.
Is 23.
It? Yeah, 23.
Okay, these are Yetis.
I rolled a 16.
These are Yetis.
These are Yetis.
That was what was on the dice.
Good.
I don't get a bonus for intelligence.
So I rolled a 16 on my nature, plus 14 for 30.
No, and then when you were about to explain it, I'm going, I got it. It's a Yeti. They're Yetis.
And a 19 on the die.
For Arcana.
For history.
History.
So that's a total of 33.
God, son of a fucking bitch.
My mind ties have been on fire.
They really have. He literally mentioned cryptid and looked at me that I'm just like.
Hey, you should have gotten an advantage of it.
I did get advantage on it. I rolled a 16 plus 7.
Nice. Okay, you did great.
Enough. Oh, my seat was a little too high and it was causing me issues and I couldn't like adjust properly.
That'll probably help upstairs too.
No, I have to be that high for how my desk is.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, the bad news is the enemies all go first.
I don't get anything for my roll.
Oh, you know that they're afraid of fire and that they are really good at hiding in snow, but these ones didn't decide to hide.
That we're aware of. There could be ones hiding in the snow.
Correct. There are 5 of them that are coming at you right now.
Paul, I want you to know I will lose my shit if you mention more cryptids. And ones that I know. That not everyone knows. I'm just letting you know. I'll be so happy.
So, the 5 Yetis are each going to go after one of you, and one of you gets 2. Who's the lucky person? I'm going to be fair. I'm going to roll a D4. Move around the table. One for Bright Force, 2 for Blastar, 3 for Samurai Crab, and 4 for Demon.
You said it relatively normal this time.
Yay!
Oh, Demon is the one who gets the extra. All right.
Yay!
Shield.
Actually, first things first, everyone make a con. Can I get a con save from everybody? I'll do this one right off the top.
What is this for?
Cold effect.
Con save. Colds against cold.
What's the.
Is it a magical effect against, like, a spell?
It is not.
It's environmental. But well, you should be safe from environmental.
You're resistant to cold, so.
Well, I am, but he didn't say that.
It will do cold damage as well, but it has another effect that's way worse.
I am going to go ahead and...
Oh, the DC is 13, by the way.
Oh, cool.
What if I double the DC?
And also, you're within 5 foot of her, so this is not going to go particularly...
What if I double the DC?
So you get an extra
3
from her?
Yeah.
Paul, what if I double the DC?
That is a good question.
You will be immune to the effect from that particular one. Actually, that's already part of the thing if you made the save.
Wait, I rolled a total of a 30.
So maybe he's immune for like 3 turns of everyone's.
Did everybody make the save?
Yeah. I rolled a 14, plus 9, plus good. 3. I think I doubled it.
I rolled a 17, plus 3, plus my 10 for a 30.
I guess, you know. I rolled a 2 plus 9 plus 3 for 14.
You almost didn't make it. I saved your life.
Yeah.
I rolled a 15 plus 3 is...
Plus your con.
And plus 3...
So total of plus 6.
So 6 is 19.
Yeah, you
can... 19.
Wait, what's your con bonus?
3.
You have the lowest con in the party?
Yes!
And you have a
paladin? Oh my god.
Yeah, she's got 16 there, 16 in
charisma,
and then 20 in because she took feats instead of taking.
I took feats. I didn't take any ability scoring.
You took half feats though.
Yes.
Wait. I could boost my stuff up and not be lame.
Feats are you're not lame.
Feats are good.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to change dice, actually.
No, you cannot use my D20. We'll use
these ones. All right. I got two claws. I'm going on the table. Two claws on Natalie. Or Bright Force. A 21.
No.
Two on Blastar.
Thank you.
25 and a 22.
Oh, they'll both hit. I know.
Okay.
I only have so many of those.
Okay.
We right, did short rest.
You take regular cold damage? No.
Yes. Okay.
So it's 2d6 plus 4. Take 11. Of which some of it's slashing, but you didn't care. These are the two swings on Art. Slash some of that I crab. 24 and a 9.
I'll go ahead and take it.
We do have a temper.
10 slashing, 4 cold.
And I'm resistant to cold?
Yes.
So I'll have.
So 10 and 2.
So 10 and 2, so 12.
So the temporary hit points are absorbed.
Yeah.
All right, and then here are the 4 attacks on Demon. 23 and 15.
1 hits.
And crit and 9, so.
I will cancel the crit.
That's your reaction. Okay. So I have...
Hence why I didn't shield.
You don't have resistance to cold, right?
I don't believe so.
You don't know you do, you don't. Wow, good roll on the damage, though.
Good job, Paul. 10,
14, plus 8 is
22. 22 minus 15 is 7.
Okay. That is the regular ladies.
That doesn't sound promising.
Oh my gosh.
Coming from the biggest snow pile is a, what you all know as an abominable yeti.
Oh my gosh.
It's three times the size of the other ones. It's easily 20 feet tall. It's 15 feet wide. It's a monstrous thing. And it locks eyes on...
And the roll is D4.
Would be
do the same
D6 because it won't go after the one that has two
because
it can't reach. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2 for Bright Force. 2, 3, 4 for Blastar and 5, 6 for Samurai Crab. 5, 6. It is going for Samurai Crab, but before it does that, it's just going to breathe a cold breath over everybody from 20 feet away. So. I need con saves from a lot of you.
Here we go. Boom. Okay.
I believe I don't have enough D8s out.
Would you believe me if I told you I rolled a 29?
You need an 18 this time.
I didn't double this
time. You're gonna die. You're so cool.
You need to take damage anyway. Alright, how'd you do?
So the spell effect?
19 plus 3 plus 3.
So no.
So 25.
How'd you do, Art? You take it? Because you took half anyway?
So what was the DC?
18.
5, 14, 17. I'm going to use my indomitable.
Did you add her plus 3?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You just rolled for crap.
It was one short. Okay, I pass.
All right,
12 plus 9 plus 3.
35. There you go.
It's 41 cold if you failed. If you succeeded, it's 20. If you're resistant and succeeded, it's 10.
Oh my goodness.
And roll D6 now, see if he gets it back. Oh, he didn't. That's sad. Okay, that is my turns. Dylan slash Samurai Crab.
Well, the big guy...
is 25 feet away from you.
All right, I will start off by seeing what I can do to the little guy who's on me.
That is Yeti C for your reference. Because I'm keeping them 1, 2, 3, C, A, B, C, D, E.
Yeti C, Yeti Do.
Is that D, E, or Yeti get in trouble D-A-E. Too.
And they are immune to cold damage, so don't bother reading that to me.
Okay. So, I'm assuming an 11 is going to miss.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Not as high as much as you think, but it does miss. When you need that whole 12.
27 will, so that'll be minus, not giving you the cold damage, so that'll be 10 damage from the Wakizashi. So I don't need to roll those. I'll have to
just... Yes?
I've been doing saving throws wrong this whole time.
Are you proficient in con?
It's saving throws is plus, says plus six. Yeah. So already I'm right or no?
Yeah, you've been adding another three. We've been adding your thing into
it's already for in there.
It's already
included in yours. It's not included in ours.
Okay.
You have to add it to ours.
Okay. All right.
Does a 13 hit?
Uh huh.
Okay. So, oh wow, I did max damage. So 13 from the katana and 11 from the Wakizashi.
Okay. It's hurt, but it's not down. It's very hurt, but it's not down.
That's fine.
Bleeding.
I
the wounds showing up on its white fur. Oh no, these things look vicious. Like they'd rip you in half. Like they don't look furry and fuzzy at all. These are killers.
Okay.
Alignment chaotic evil. If that makes you feel any better.
I don't know, man. If you scratch something behind the ear, I bet it will fall in love with you.
Last card, it's your turn.
The one that's on me. Actually, do I think I could... How many of them do I think I could fit in a 20-foot radius? Can I include the big one?
You could get two plus the big one.
Or all five little ones and us.
Yeah, you don't want
I'm not... I'm just talking like the outer edges of the circle.
You can, because of how it arranged, I have you guys in my head. You are sitting like you are at the table, just for my ease of use. And it happened to be that the bigger group gathered on the right side, okay. So you'll be able to get the two on Demon as well as the big one,
and the one on Art.
I'm not talking Fireball, by the way.
Thunderball.
No.
Then I have no idea.
Wall of Fire.
Walk a lot, fuck a.
Wrap yourself, wrap it around
yeah.
the
Mike, just circle us because you're making it a circle with the flame going out, so we're fine on the inside.
Except for oxygen.
Would that also warm it up for me so that I
yeah, wouldn't absolutely.
Have to fucking shit yet? Definitely doing that. So let's pull that up again. Wall of Fire. Alright. When the wall appears, each creature within this area must make a dex saving throw. On a failed save, creature takes 5d8 fire damage or half on a successful save.
It's dex save, you said?
Correct. 18.
Well, they happen to be total shite at dex, so...
Do they also take more fire?
Yes, probably.
They're not vulnerable, though.
But damn. They're afraid of it.
They are very afraid of fire, yes.
All right, and ones count as two.
Okay.
Doesn't help when I roll three twos.
You don't have empower? Alright, so...
I have subtle. And twin.
I understand. Okay, this is the first one. Fails. Second one. What's the DC?
18.
18.
Fails. Third one. Fails. Fourth one. Fails. Fifth one. Fails. The other one's too far away.
So, they will take 16 fire damage off of 5d8.
That's total.
A 7, a 3, and three twos.
If I told you you were one off killing the one on Art, would you laugh?
No.
You're one off killing the one that got Art.
I see.
And boop.
Used spell slot.
Okay. Well, that was Blastar's turn. Actually, you have your bonus action now if you want to use it, or you could move nowhere because you have a wall of fire around you.
But you're immune to fire, right?
I'm resistant now, again. Still salty.
I'll get over it. And I'm there.
Yeah. That'll be it.
And no, that wasn't the reduction of silence that made it that short. That was how long it took. Alright, Daemon.
Daemon! Alright, so I will...
You have a wall of fire surrounding you.
Yep. Can I see through it? Probably not.
Is wall of fire opaque?
It is opaque.
And no, you cannot.
But the creature's directly in front of me still.
No.
Did it have an action to run?
They get to move back.
They get to move? No.
I thought they got to move. Oh, no, they don't take the damage again because they already taken it. They technically take that at the beginning of their turn. Yeah. So.
They're still standing there.
Still standing there, yes. I'm almost sure they move. Because you can't occupy the same... Oh, you can occupy the same space as Wall of Fire. It's Wall of Ice they have. You have to move.
Yep.
Or Wall of Force. Or Stone, or Force. Any of those really solid ones.
So, you know the fun fact about Booming Blade?
No, God. I almost spit out my drink. Sorry, Art.
You didn't get him, though.
Almost.
Close only counts in Horseshoes and Hangouts.
And Atomic Warfare. War. Does a 16 hit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is on D or E?
D.
Or Beast One's gonna die.
Yep. That's...
Wow. You barely need his help.
So that's 25 on the dice. So that's 31 damage. Do you need it as Radiant, Bludgeoning, and Thunder?
Nope. No. Roll the extra 2d8 because it's going to move on its turn. It will die on its turn.
Paul? The fire damage again, right?
It went off, so I have to reroll both. Oh, never mind.
Okay, yeah, it will die on its turn. As it gets shunted away and is cut to pieces by the Booming Blade. Okay.
And then bonus action.
Yeah.
We are all injured, correct?
No.
Very slightly.
I am not.
You took 20 cold.
Oh, well, but
yeah,
she took...
But
she did have the 15
damage. I didn't
temp,
take
so.
Anything.
You took 5. You're not resistant to cold.
That first time?
No, the cone I hit you with.
Yeah.
40 is 20, so you took 20.
Yeah.
And then you had 5 temp. So yeah. You have 5 damage on.
You took 5 total damage.
Yeah.
So you're down 5 hit points.
Yeah.
Then I'm just going to cast Aura of Vitality.
Maxes out heals?
No,
that's because
no. I get 2d6 as a bonus action every turn.
Cool. That's an action. It's an action to cast for the initial cast, isn't it?
Let me check. I thought it was bonus action. Okay. Oh, it is an action. My bad.
Yeah.
Then, initially I was going to go mass heal in word, but...
You could start your sensor. I think that's a bonus action.
We haven't long rested.
Oh, you're right.
I will just cure wounds myself. Okay. I have at least hit points.
That's an action as
well. Or healing word, sorry.
Okay.
I picked up the D4s.
I saw them and I was like... No.
I know. 7, I gained 13 back.
Okay. Alrighty, that was Damon, Princess Sparkles / Bright Force. Your character sheet says Princess Sparkles though, because you never changed it.
I don't know how.
That's great. I'll have to teach you one of these days.
Yeah, you probably should.
You know why it changed to that, right?
Because you changed it.
Exactly, because yes. No one claimed it.
And so we claimed it as our
oh,
own.
Oh, really? Maybe it was because no one taught me how.
Well, we've been doing this for how long?
Okay, that's fine, but no one taught me how.
I did claim it for eventually.
I know. Otherwise, right. We'd done
anywho, can I see the one in front of me?
No, there's a wall of fire in the way.
But he's still right where he was,
so you can aim for the spot that he was.
You'll be at disadvantage, but you can swing. You can't see the target.
Would Damon have been at disadvantage?
Yeah, you should have been. But it's an AC 12. Roll against the advantage.
Wrong back. 12, you said?
Yeah, AC 12.
I'm a plus 10 to hit, so...
Oh, don't roll one. Sucka.
Yeah.
That's a 6. You hit. Okay.
Okay, I rolled... I'm trying
if
to
if it's
get
higher
back
than a 2,
it.
You hit.
My lowest was a 12 plus 10 is 22.
Yeah, it hits.
There it is. Okay, so then 1, 2, 3, 4...
46 plus oops. Something.
Plus 6.
I'm just waiting for their turn to come around so I can roll my 5d8 again.
No, you've already hit.
They take it at the beginning of their turn.
Technically.
Right. I'm waiting for their turn to come around.
They already... When you rolled that damage, that was at the start of their turn. You don't get to hit them twice before they get to react to it. No, that's right. It hits at the end of the turn.
22? All part
hits at the end of the turn.
22 damage?
22. So it's already
do I go again?
Yep.
Do I still roll with disadvantage?
So they stay in it. They get it again.
Damn.
15.
That hits two.
Really? Okay.
Don't worry, Mike. Eventually I'll get hold monster.
Or Wall of Force to put it behind it.
Mm-hmm. Then we can teamwork.
Just imagine the Wall of Force behind Wall of Fire. Just cook them for I literally just walk through it and stand on top of you guys.
26.
I was thinking, you know, you could twin it.
26.
No, anything that's multi-targeting.
26.
Oh, yeah, very dead.
Well, that's why you wall force it. Sickening radiance.
Yep.
I did it.
Gives them levels of exhaustion until they die.
And it lasts for 10 minutes.
Would you like to use a bonus action?
There's none in front of me.
Correct.
Can I?
You can choose to try to heal somebody.
Can I run through the fire?
I don't recommend it, but you can, sure.
To get to the other side?
So when you first enter or end your turn in it.
So you will take the 5d8 fire.
Damn it. I won't. But that would be really cool.
Aren't you resistant to fire damage?
Wait.
Am I?
Don't you have a teleport?
Have a teleport. I'm going to teleport out of the circle.
We should wait. That would be if it... You don't have anything to swing at next turn.
Just stay in the circle for the moment. Trust us.
Be patient.
I can't.
It is Yeti's turn. That one dies on his turn. No.
He just dies. Killed. He died.
Next is Yeti B. This is the one on Blastar. It is still even... It's going to swing at you disadvantage.
Cool.
And then it will leave at the end of the turn to not take the extra fire damage.
Fucker.
It swings at disadvantage because it saw fire already swings at disadvantage.
Do I get to swing at it when it leaves my threatened radius?
You do because it's willingly leaving.
Aha!
If you can see it, but you can't see it, so no.
He can't see through his own fire?
Attack opportunity requires a line of sight.
Him being a pyromancer and all, he should be able...
He's not a pyromancer.
I know, you get the joke now.
Alright, so first swing
letting
misses,
the salt flow, but...
Second swing misses... It pokes its head through and you are immune to its effect, so...
He can see it now. He poked his head. As soon as the head leaves... You can punch it.
You can have your free punch.
Eat thunder damage. Thank you, Rob.
It's just a punch.
I know.
Until you get Mage Slayer, whatever the one that was.
All right, so that's a 16 plus. Yeah. All right, so where is my...
I need to get a Warcaster. Because attack of opportunity with a cantrip, Booming Blade, if they're already trying to leave my threatened radius...
8 points of thunder damage.
Yep, it takes it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeti C is going to swing twice at Art. And back off.
That's why I have my bracers.
First one misses. Second one misses. Sticks its head through to try and use its chilling gaze on you.
I will take a swing at it as it tries.
If you hit it, it dies.
Still at disadvantage, right?
Yeah. No.
No, you can see
it. It stuck its head through.
12?
That hits.
It's dead.
10 points.
You now have a Yeti head. We're going to mount this on the wall at our base.
Okay.
What? No.
Yeti D dies when it dies.
It just like goes to
back. Theoretically, it does get to step in and swing at you, missing twice, but it will try. It misses. And it misses. And then it sticks its head in and you kill it. Okay.
I don't swing at it.
No,
it goes to move and it booms.
Correct.
And then Yeti E.
Yeti E is...
Or is that Yeti Ash?
E.
A.
Yeti A.
It's natural. Misses twice and sticks its head in at you, but you can't react. You have a reaction if you want to... Or you have a reaction, it's going to leave your range. You want to swing at it? I'm going to save it.
I'm going to save my reaction.
Vulnerable is going to spend its action
moving up on us.
Nope.
Damn.
Smarter than that.
Is it?
Yep.
Fuck.
Didn't get its breath weapon back.
It roars, and then you don't hear it anymore. Damn. Okay. All right.
I guess I will drop the. I can drop the wall, or I can keep it.
It's
up.
It's on your turn. You can drop it.
I know. I'm talking to them. What do you guys want? Do you want me to keep this up? Because that thing's still out there.
Head count. How many have been killed?
I got one.
One.
Three down. Two left.
Correct.
Plus the big guy.
Is the big guy smart enough to try and come in? Or? No.
The big guy is going to hover around and wait until it can
until try he gets to blow weapon back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blow a nice chilling breeze our direction.
Well, it wouldn't be that chilling anymore now we have the wall of fire up. The wall of fire should counter that.
You would think that. Okay.
With me being so smart, do I actually think that?
Actually, you rolled really well on the Arcana for this thing. You know that it has the ability to erase all fire. Not no magical, all fire. So it would literally just, it'd touch it and evaporate it as it hit you.
But it sounds like an action.
Yeah,
the breath weapon.
As it breath weapons you and does the damage.
The breath weapon does the trigger. Okay. Yeah.
All right, who's next?
Nanya. Oh. Nanya business.
So my Skillin. Oh. / Samurai Crab.
You have I'm going to hold my action if something is nearby when the wall goes down.
You're ready.
Ready and act. Yep.
But that only allows you one swing.
One swing.
That's, hey.
Something. Or you can take the dodge action.
And give no, I'll ready.
Blastar.
Oh, I let the wall go down. What do we see?
Nothing.
What?
Not even the ground?
Perception, please.
Everyone? Yep. Just him?
That die's been on fire.
I know. All day.
Natural. I rolled a 13 plus 9 for 22.
You see the two little Yetis have moved to hide in the piles of snow nearest that you guys.
All right.
What did
19
you?
For perception.
11.
Right. What's the high roll?
16 plus 4 is 20.
That was the high roll? 22. No one sees the big one.
Of course.
But you do see the two little ones. Everyone who rolled higher than an 18 sees the two little ones. Hiding to the left and right of you guys.
All right.
I'm still looking for the big one.
I am going to...
I roll really well for him.
I am going to twin cast Firebolt.
Okay.
One on each of those. They think they can hide.
Yeah.
Think again.
They roll well, but... Yep. Only
22 and a 23 to hit. They rolled a 12 hit. And a 13 plus 10. So I'll roll... Damage twice, I guess.
Yeah, I just roll. You can roll. If you want to roll it once, it's fine. Just take it. I'll let you choose.
I will roll twice because okay. I don't want to.
Better odds.
Yeah, because the first one takes 6 points, a 5 and a 1, and the second one takes 13.
They're both up.
Yeah, but they're not hiding.
No, there's a scorch mark in front of them in the slush. All right, that was... would you like to do a bonus action?
Demon. I don't have a lot Demon. Of bonus action.
Demon.
I could re-up the aura on us. I can actually start healing us.
Okay.
We're all still grouped together. I will use my other channel... Should I save my channel divinity for the shield? Yeah. We're going to start off the last one with my channel divinity running. So we're going to keep that up. I'm going to follow Blastar's
lead
and twin my AI attacks.
That isn't a thing you can do.
It's called Eldritch Blast.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
I gotta love the brothers trying to off each other.
Mm-hmm. Does a 14 hit?
Yeah.
Does an 18 hit?
Yeah. No, sorry, they're specifically immune to 18. Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about the Rand Demon.
Okay, one of them takes 14 radiant, the other one takes 8 radiant.
I'm doing them in order. One of them looks much worse, the one here left looks much worse for wear. It hanging on by a thread.
Bonus action spells.
No damaging one, so I'm not.
You kidding me? I got a damaging one.
Bonus action damaging.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Spiritual weapon.
You're right. Cleric extra attack. I forgot.
Yep. But not worth it this far into the fight. I'm just seeing if I have any other bonus action healing.
Luna. Mm-hmm. / Bright Force. You can roll perception again if you want.
I would like to.
Saw the two of us take pot shots at.
You know where two of them are.
Well, yeah. I'm going to do it again.
How injured are you? How injured do you appear?
Not very. This is more of a scratch of than anything.
18 plus 4 is 22.
Hits.
You said perception.
Oh, you still do not see the big one.
25%.
Bonus action, healing word on.
I got it. Yeah.
Heal 13.
Right, 17 plus 10.
I appreciate it.
Or 27.
I'm assuming you're jumping to them with your jumpiness. because it's difficult terrain and moving is hard.
Or, you know, teleport.
No, you burned away the snow around you.
Yep.
At least the immediate area.
10 feet.
Yeah, you can get next to him without a teleport.
You see, here's the thing, is if I don't teleport and I run and he's on the ceiling, he's gonna be like...
He's in a snow pile.
He's in a snow pile? Yeah. Oh, that's very sweet. Do I see snow piles by me as I'm going towards them?
You know where he is.
You know where two of them are.
You don't know
where
the
big guy is. Right.
Yeah. But you could... you could move... Kill the first one and then teleport the other one and kill that one too if you want.
Yeah, I want to do that.
So did you roll the hit?
Yeah, 27.
Yeah, that hits.
Reroll ones and twos.
With her dice, roll the ones and twos, she kills it. It has 7 hit points.
Without the rerolling, she kills it.
Yeah, plus strength.
I assume they're all ones, yeah.
23.
Yeah, it very much so does.
Her minimum is 10 damage.
No death lunge either.
No, very dead. You
pop up
the next one?
Okay.
Okay, well, describe your teleport. I don't think you've ever described it.
I have.
Have you? What is it?
When I, you know, like, she goes to teleport, and she leaves behind a little, like, glitter fall. You know, like, after, like, you have one of those, the little pop boys with the confetti
popper, yeah.
But it's and not confetti, it's the glitter ones, and you pop it and it's just like the raining down glitter from
it's biodegradable glitter.
And it's always biodegradable glitter, yeah, of course. Okay.
Because so it's a fairy thing.
Go swing at the next one.
Mm-hmm. Well also it would technically be I forget what it's called, but it's the effect of looks like glitter, but it's actually not glitter, it's just a lighting effect.
Yeah.
Prestidigitation?
Glimmer?
Glamour.
I don't remember what it's called. I'm sorry. 14 plus 10.
You hit.
24. How dare you?
Horribly. Horribly well.
Oh, okay.
You doubled its AC.
Okay.
Does it mean we get to double the damage?
No.
Damn.
So.
Unless you roll incredibly poorly, it dies.
23?
Yeah, it dies.
Yay! Ha ha!
All right, all the little ones are dead, and you do not know where the big one is.
All right.
All right.
Time for...
So now we wait for its, you know...
It's turn. It's going to roll.
So...
And stay hidden.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
It is spell list.
I almost want to do fairy fire in snow piles.
With the way my spell works, the psychic lance...
Yeah.
I can utter a creature's name if it's within range, 120 feet. It gains no benefit from cover or invisibility.
You don't know what's actual.
Abominable Yeti.
That isn't a name.
Damn.
That's like saying human.
It was worth a shot.
Yeah.
That's like saying ugly human, you know, like.
It works. It gets people's attention.
Nah, that's required. That's the thing you use on cowls. Shake a bitch down. I don't have to see you, Johnny Smith.
Hey, Maria.
Oh no.
Can I try to use fairy fire?
It isn't your turn.
All right.
I thought you were just doing a free for all.
I am fucking cold, but this thing needs to show its face, so I will ready a firebolt until I see it, and then I will...
Okay. Next.
Hopefully keeping warm as I'm holding the firebolt in my hands.
I'll give you that. It's keeping you not totally frozen over.
Thanks.
5 foot radius, that sucks.
Who's next?
We're waiting on him.
Blaster. Deimos, do you want to do
anything? I'm it's like looking through forgot. My spells right now.
I mean,
I know what I'm going to try. But
yeah.
Yeah.
If I aimed an Eldritch Blast at the snow pile, would that work?
No, you have to know where it is. It requires a target.
My target is the snow pile. And if there's a living creature in it, it targets a living creature in it.
There are 30-foot high piles of snow. You'd have to...
It's a tall monster. I don't have to aim all the way up to the top.
Yeah, but you know, it can crouch down to be less than 10
feet. What if he aims at the base of a snow mound?
It doesn't fire. It isn't going to burn through it. Now, if you were to firebolt in like a line, I would let it punch through the snow until it hits something or not. Okay. It's fire damage. Like Scorching Ray would be perfect right now. You can go and do like a three lines and then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything else you want to do?
I'm still looking through spells. That will be...
Sounds like he's ready and Luminous Blast. Alright,
yep.
Luna.
Can I do Fairy Fire?
It is an actual fire.
But you can illuminate a, whatchamacallit?
You can pick an area.
Well, it's her glitter cone that makes the Fairy Fire. I think you might actually have Fairy Fire on your list.
Yeah.
Too. I actually also have it on my list.
Then you could chuck it out.
I don't.
And illuminate. So I'm going to give you...
20-foot radius.
Roll me a... call number in a D12. We'll see if
six.
You do not illuminate it. You mark
you
off
do
the
waste
spell.
The spell.
Okay.
That was a wasted smite.
End of the turn, I roll a D6. Still nothing. I need... but on zero, everyone is going to take 3D6 cold. Sorry, the people who have... I'm sorry, it'll be 4D6 cold, and if you have a suit, you take 2D6. If you are Dylan, you take nothing. Because you're resistant to cold damage.
So.
You take 2d6.
So only one person gets 4d6 is what I'm hearing. And once again, you're being mean to one player and one player only. I noticed that sometimes when we're playing Kilms.
He kind of kept wearing it and just taking the other thing. He didn't.
Listeners. I still seem to notice that when Paul plays a game, he usually picks on one player.
Me.
And then in this instance, it is Mike.
Oh. Unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
Right, so I'm going to do it as 46, and I'll just have it for everybody else. It is 14. I tipped that over. It is 14 cold, or 7, or Dylan takes nothing. Because he is literally resistant to cold, and it's just from being fucking cold.
So this thing can just kill us by hiding.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait. Oh, son of a biscuit. I could have just done a firework.
Yeah.
I could. Can I take that back? No. Can I take it back, please?
It is its turn again.
PK, her fireworks work as Ultric Blast. She needs to actually see the target.
I could have done a bonus action. I want to do fireworks. Bonus action. Bonus action for fireworks.
Do you have a bonus action firework?
Mm-hmm.
Roll a power check.
Okay.
Also, you have shape water.
But ice isn't water, it's ice.
It is.
But it's its own element in the chart.
It's made out of water. Don't you get shape water?
No, I think that's a second.
So.
No, it's the basic one.
Polly.
Yeah.
14 plus 7.
Yeah, you can pick a snow pile and detonate it.
How many snow piles are there?
12.
12? So do you want to roll a d12 and I'll pick
and
a number?
And you already did one of them, so there's 11 now.
Yeah.
So now there's 11.
What's your number?
7.
You blow up another snow pile. Detonated. Now, Rico, you could do the same thing. You're just literally detonating the snow so that it's out of the way.
Got it.
I'm assuming that you want me to dead on pick the number.
Correct.
I figured. Okay.
But you're going to be rolling a lower.
Now I'm rolling a d10 instead of a d12.
Okay.
So, whose turn is it?
It took its turn and didn't get it. It is Samurai Crab. Also, you can use a power check to try and move the snow. Snow is that halfway point between water and ice, so I'm...
Yeah, but, hang on.
If he's giving it to you.
You're about water power set. You're just trying to convert it back, or you could try and convert it back to water.
Yeah, because I have the water jet and go with the flow from the first level.
Got it. I didn't give it the shape water. Remind me to add shape water to it. It's a pretty basic thing.
Okay.
It gives them water bender. You have shape water, okay?
Okay. Okay, then, yeah, I'm going to try to shift all the... Well, it depends on... Look up shape water.
Pick a number 1 through 10.
If you can remove a pile.
Yeah, so you can get rid of
7.
He fucking got it.
It's been yes!
That changes his action.
Yes!
Guess
what?
That was your action to move to do that, but it is
that's fine.
It is visible.
Guess what?
What?
Reaction.
Chicken
event. Event.
Yay. Hey, Paul.
Does a 15 hit?
15 does hit, yes.
What about a 26?
Yep, that hits too.
Okay. 6 points of fire damage.
It's 22 points of radiant damage.
All right. You get to add your stat to it. I don't.
Wait a minute.
Oh, right. My stat's a +6, not +5. So 24 points of radiant damage.
I almost want to go around and keep detonating snow piles so he can't go and hide.
Sounds like a good plan, unless he can
still
make
it
snowing.
But
it's still making more snow.
Fair. All right.
At the end of the turn, it was going to get snow piles back.
Okay.
All right. After Dylan is Buster.
Oh, good. Let's see what I can do to...
You're welcome.
To quote-unquote fuck his day up?
Yeah. Ooh. I cast Mind Spike. Wisdom save, 18.
I'm bad at those.
Now you know why I'm laughing.
12.
Good.
Yep.
It will take 16 psychic damage, and I will always know the target's location for up to an hour as long as I concentrate on the spell.
Okay.
So I know where he is.
Okay. After... nice. What can I do?
That's it. I don't get a movement action, and I don't have any bonus action spells.
Demos.
More Luminous Blast!
You're next.
I know. 16 Radiant and 13 Radiant for 29 Radiant.
Ouchie. It really doesn't like you.
I'm okay with this. I also proceed to partially move away from the group.
I was
less grouped up.
I wanted you so badly to be like, I also don't like him, so.
Luna, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going.
She's going to kill it on her
turn.
I'm going
to go run up to it, and I'm going to take my sword, and I'm going to go, ha!
I'm going to whisper into its ear.
I'm going to be like, screw you!
Oh, I was going to say smite.
16 plus 10 is 26.
Hits. Smite.
So I'm going to smite.
Nice to hit you.
I'm going to say smite.
What level
smite to meet you, 2.
Second level smite, so that is 3d extra d8s. 46 and 3d8.
Oh.
And reroll 1s.
And 2s.
And 2s.
Not perpetually, but 1.
Okay, so 4d6,
3d8s.
Got it.
Plus 6.
Plus 16, you're right. You know what? He's right.
She doesn't have Great Weapon Master.
Okay, so we roll these.
We'd be willing to make a Great Weapon Master for cantrips.
No. 5, 10, 15, 20, 26, and I still have to reroll these 2.
Busted.
I rerolled a 2 and a 1 again. I suck. 26, 27, so... 35 damage. Yeah. That was not good, but you know. It's
oh, that was amazing.
It wasn't my best.
It wasn't your
Give
best.
Give another swing.
Oh, okay.
Second attack.
Let's see.
Kick his ass.
Get him, Nappa.
18 plus 10 is 28.
Hits.
Okay, shall I do a smite again? No.
We still have one more.
Okay.
One more fight after this.
I mean,
you also have a long rest.
Yes, but
no,
we want to say that for...
the long rest is after we get out
we
of here.
We want to have it for the third... Right. We do have a short rest, though.
Mm-hmm.
Short rest won't return a spell slot.
One, it will.
If no, she doesn't use her channel to divinity, she can.
In any case, how'd you do?
Maybe a first level smite, maybe?
25. I don't have any first levels left anymore.
Oh. Still, 25 is 25. 25. Kick his ass.
It is hanging on by a thread.
Someone else kill it!
We're trying!
It's turn, actually.
Son of a bitch!
Well, it was gonna go kill Demon, but now it's gonna kill you.
I figured as much.
Yay! It's not me.
It's not gonna hide again?
Yeah, it's
no.
not.
Mm-hmm. If it leaves, it gets killed.
it's not gonna hide again?
make a con save.
Oh.
Or don't make a con save. Better for me, but... Because this is a different one.
Con save. It's con save time. It's a 19 plus 6 is 25.
All right,
fuck you.
Here's 2 claws.
Wait, there's 2 of them?
I don't talk about it.
The 2d20s add up to a total of a 10.
So I take 10?
No.
What do I take?
That was the one he rolled to hit.
Horribly.
13 and 19 don't hit you. As I get the pair of fingers with my 2 HP. Dylan, it's your turn.
2 HP.
Samurai crab. It's 2 HP.
Are the two little guys still up?
No.
No, they're dead.
She killed them.
Yep.
And then she ran down the big guy.
You see, it is barely, it's barely moving.
Oh, okay.
Mercy killing.
It's literally, I it's will 2 awkward, HP. Awkward it's done. 2 HP. Yep,
I walk up to it and... I just go... No, I have more honor than that.
Okay.
It deserves an honorable death.
Oh, this thing wants to eat you.
I'm sure it does. But
you,
I will...
Only you were treated with, you know, really honor.
No, only were killed like dogs.
So.
But. Roll the hit, please. If you hit it, dies, it has 2 HP.
You know me, Taxi gets...
Why do you get so upset? It's like we're ruining this.
You
roll
really shitty damage. I should get his death one.
19.
So it hits. What's your damage?
Remember, I ignore cold damage.
19?
I know.
Isn't that max?
No.
19's a crit.
Total of.
Oh, total.
That's only 7 damage.
Oh, he's going to swing as he dies.
Okay.
At who?
At you.
That's fine.
Not her?
He's not me?
Triggering event.
I'm the triggering event, so.
Triggered.
Yep.
28 to hit.
That'll hit.
For 18 slashing and 7 cold. So 3.
So 21 all day.
Yeah, as you guys stand there, you hear ding, and all the snow melts into the floor.
Yay!
It's not cold anymore.
It's still the -40, but it's not lose your nuts if you're not careful temperature anymore.
All right, Rico's leaving.
As quickly out of the door as you can get. I'm going, it's a little nice in here.
Oh, it feels...
Yeah, says the guy with air conditioning.
It feels much better in here.
Alrighty. Last one we have, but I think now it's time to call it for this episode. And with that, it's time to end. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you so much. If you could leave a review wherever you listen to us, we'd really appreciate it. It helps out the podcast a lot. If you really enjoy us, you know, join us on Patreon, and that'll get you access to the Patreon-only Discord. And that's what we're all on Discord most of the day. So if you have questions... That's the easiest way to get a hold of us. The rest of our socials will be in the description. Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good evening.
Bye-bye.